Mitt Romney officially accepted the Republican nomination for United States president last night in Tampa, Florida, on the final evening of the Republican Party convention. Romney used the event to speak about his own background and family before saying that President Barack Obama has failed to deliver on the promises he made 4 years ago. The editor of National Review Online, Catherine Jean Lopez, is in Tampa and gave Charles Collins her impression of the speech.
He introduced himself biographically in a way that I think not many people were expecting, or certainly it was a story they didn't know. And, you know, the cynical sort of conventional take is that this man is a robot, and I mean, some political commentators here in the United States actually say he's not human. I mean, there is this caricature of him as not quite fully human, and he certainly combated that image tonight. There was actually the most moving parts of the night were not Mitt Romney's speech, but the testimonies from some of the some people who had been in his church when he was a lay pastor in New Bedford, Massachusetts. A woman who talked about her child, who was born with difficulties, and how tender and wonderful he was with the family, and the message was he was a servant leader, was the phrase that she used. And there's another couple whose son had died, and they talked about the things that Romney had done for them. So it was really getting a sense of who this guy is at his core.
Going back to Romney's speech, there is a section in there where he lists many of the women who were at the convention, some of the female governors and senators, Condoleezza Rice, for example, and also mentioned how many women he had in his cabinet when he was a governor. There is a lot of talk about the Democratic convention, which is coming up, and about how they're going to emphasize a so-called war on women. Do you think this aspect of his speech, did people pay attention to it? Is he going to be able to confront that message, which is expected at the Democratic convention?
Well, you know, I thought that the whole of the convention was actually more compelling than that little paragraph in his speech. I thought actually he didn't need to say that. Well, sort of list all these women who he had employed or otherwise admired or who supported him, because from night one, when Ann Romney spoke, then you had the Thursday night, which was this incredible showcase of women who were being women, who didn't have to talk about being women because they were just powerful women embracing the gifts that they have as women. This was on display all week, and so I think that actually is the compelling answer. When you had Condoleezza Rice and Susana Martinez, and I think. And Ann Romney, obviously, and there were others throughout the hours of the conventions. I actually think that was the compelling part.